November 12th, the giver versus the taker. Have you ever operated one of those arcade claw machines, hoping to win a prize?
Did you get what you wanted?
Most likely not, am I right? It seems like no matter how intently you try to steer the claw, the prize is always just outside your grasp. So, for another quarter, you can try again, and again, and again. But $2.75 later, you're still out of luck and out of change. The game looks so promising until you realize it takes more often than it delivers. Our vices are much like this. They look like the solution to our problem. They promise us an escape, a life without pain, if not a life with happiness. And we keep running back to them over and over. But when we stop to examine the truth, we begin to notice how much these vices take from us rather than give. Today we'll meet Joseph Jennings, a man who built his life around drugs despite the many things it demanded from him. He's here to share with us his true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
We were dirt poor because my parents were alcoholics and drug addicts. I was always searching for something to make me feel better inside, something to erase the memory of having to carry my mom home from the bar after she passed out, of Dad pistol-whipping her because she cursed him. He was a drug dealer, and I followed him around, learning the trade. I learned to fight by watching him, too, and that's a dangerous way to live. Drugs got me shot 13 times. Drugs destroyed my brother's mind. Drugs made me do terrible things, even to people I loved. But I kept using drugs, even though my grandmother tried to tell me that Jesus would save me. My wife and I moved to California. For 7 years, we lived a rich life, supported by prostitution, drugs, and violence. But I never once felt happy. In Wisconsin, I was arrested and our sons were taken from us. I vowed to kill the social worker who took them away, prompting his church to pray for me. When my wife nearly miscarried our third baby, I cried out to God to save them. God answered that prayer, and I left the hospital knowing He was real. I started reading the Bible, and 4 months later, I fell on my knees, begging God's forgiveness. My search for something to make me feel better ended with someone.
In John chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Friend, everything we turn to outside of Christ is just a taker. It leaves us empty, longing for more, demanding payment again and again. But Jesus gives Himself to us, the gift that fully satisfies if we will seek Him above all else. So are you chasing after the taker or turning to the giver? How will you answer this truth today? Unshackled Daily Devotionals are built on true life accounts and help us ponder the application of Scripture to our lives. Each devotional tells a dramatic testimony of transformation of a real person. A key Bible verse is provided so you can dig deeper into its specific intent in these Unshackled Daily Devotionals. Listen to a new devotional every day. And don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals.